What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another Slab Stock Sundays episode here, number 71 on the Slab Stock YouTube channel while we watch the PWCC weekly auction rundown tonight. Thank you, everyone, for coming back. My name is Aaron. Nate here once again with myself, so I'm pumped to be here. Happy holidays, everyone. As Jerry says, yes, Memorial Day is tomorrow. We have a really good Memorial Day Daily Slab episode coming up from Nate in the morning, so be sure to watch that if you have a little bit of time. And Gabriel is back, too, and it looks like that Nate threw him a Topps Chrome Pack or something like that. He says, thanks for the bonus Topps Chrome Pack from one of the previous Bowman U breaks, boys.
Yep. Threw out some packs for some people. So
there you go. Look at that. Yeah. Santa Nate bringing Max just said it's a Christmas. Well, it is Christmas for Gabriel considering he's got a pack in the mail, but welcome Max as well. So as you can all see the title of tonight's episode, yes, Fanatics buys PWCC. This is our first Slab Stock Sundays episode since the big news that came out earlier this previous week. And then also, what does this mean for the weekly auction? Now, you know, me sitting here today, just if you're listening to the podcast afterwards or even to the live show right now, I'm not going to have any answers that, you know, you haven't heard elsewhere. There's not really much news coming out about, you know, what this means for PWCC or the weekly auctions or the premier auctions or, you know, if things will change in the future, as it really did just happen. And as of right now, you know, the clear messaging and communication has been business as usual. You know, weekly auctions will run as weekly auctions run. PWCC is running as it did before. And here we are, Slab Stock Sundays, back in for another episode. DJ Quicksilva, hello to you as well. So before jumping into the questions and maybe discussion points that we'll bring up, along with hopefully you all have some discussion points to bring up as well, we are just going to take a quick peek at a card that we have selling tonight, because this one actually did go not paid for, but it is back up for auction. And I believe that it is already at either the same price it sold for before. Hopefully it gets paid this time. But Christian Pulisic, Eminence Gold Frame Auto. Just saw him clear on goal today in the last Chelsea match of the season. What a trash season. So happy it's done. Max and I are finally out of our misery. And he's clear on goal and basically kicked it right to the keeper. So I am sure he'll be gone. Maybe ending up in Italy for next season. We will see what happens there. Maybe Newcastle or somewhere else. I don't know. But yeah, got that selling tonight. So jumping into some of the questions. What's up, Joel? How are we doing?
You finished 12th.
Oh, bro, it was below Crystal Palace, man. It was not pretty. Not pretty. We drew again today. Two draws in a row in the season. Wasn't enough points to get up to 11th or stay in 11th. Yep. Max says it's been the worst season in the 21 years of being a Chelsea fan, says Max. I believe it's probably the worst season. It's our lowest point total ever in the Premier League. So there's that.
Quick question for you, real quick question for you.
Yeah.
So Leeds United obviously just signed a bunch of Americans.
Ooh, yep, they're down.
And now they're getting relegated, along with Leicester City, which is wow.
Wait, check this out. I don't know if you know this stat or know this, but Leicester City is now the second team ever to get relegated after winning a Premier League title. They won in 2015. Just the second team ever to get relegated after that.
Oof. So do the guys that Leeds just signed, are they stuck there playing in the, what, championship? Is that what
Yeah, yeah, the English championship. So McKenny was on loan. Excuse me. So he'll be on a new team. I heard that there was rumors to Brighton, which would be a good move for him. And then the other guys, like, you know, for Leicester, a lot of their players will depart, I believe, and go to new teams. But Leeds, I'm not really sure, because they were like, you know, they were just in the championship a couple years ago. Then they got promoted, stayed up for a year. I don't know what's going to happen with Adams and Aronson, but they'll probably be in the championship next year. Yeah. And Jesse Marsh got sacked, but they should have kept him, in my opinion. I think they would have stayed up if he stayed there. So Everton is now safe. They're like 70 years straight in the top flight English football, and they were super at risk. They were one goal away from getting relegated today.
If they didn't win today, they would have been relegated.
Well, they did tie. They drew.
Oh, it had a green check mark on there.
I'm pretty sure that they drew.
Has a green check mark.
Oh. Maybe. Let's see. Also, are you reading it the right way, though? Yeah. No, they did win, actually. Just kidding. They did win. If they didn't win, they would have been relegated. Correct. But with Leicester winning, that is. If Leicester lost, then I don't think it would have mattered either way. But moving on. Yes, it was pretty intense end of the season. 10 minutes extra time or stoppage time there, which was crazy. But moving on to this Fanatics buying PWCC. Anyone that has any questions about this, feel free to toss them in the chat. Not necessarily like immediate. Well, it could be immediate questions, but like just like long-term questions you're thinking about with this move from Fanex. I'll bring up a couple of ones I have, and Nate and myself and you all can add in your thoughts in the comments as we go. So the first thing is with Fanex buying PWCC, when will changes start to be seen? Like as of right now, as we're looking here, everything's the same. The only thing that's different, if you look in the bottom left corner, did you see this, Nate?
Mm-mm. Oh, I did see that.
There's a little like new bid counter
very
down there.
Bottom left corner. Yeah, it keeps flashing up. It does distract me a little bit when I was doing my looking on PWCC. All of a sudden, I felt like it feels like one of those things that it like flashes up when you do it, but it's anybody.
Yeah, like I think I was like working in a different tab, and the bottom left just kept in like popping up with new things. Knickknack seems to be not a fan, so this was not the discussion point that I was trying to bring up. But excuse me, this is different from last week, I believe. And the question is, when will changes start to be seen here, if any? Which I'm sure at some point there will be. I would not bank on at least middle of this year. If anything, it'll be towards the end of this year, I feel. Fanex Live is slated to start around July, I think the wording has been, around somewhere in that range in the next 2 months or so. And that is taking, I'm sure, a lot of Fanex's attention. It's launching their Fanex Live platform, a breaking platform where people can go on there, sell, you know, card boxes, packs, singles, whatever it might be. And they need to launch that, of course, to get their, you know, initial entry point into marketplaces. But from there, you know, they got the live selling platform, and now with buying PWCC, that presents a lot of opportunities for them as a business to integrate everything together. It also presents opportunities for consumers to most likely, I'm assuming, have a very easy, seamless way of digitally collecting cards, you know, probably physically collecting cards too. That's cool. Luis says, listening to Slapsox Live while sorting through a Pokemon collection it has bought for cards to grade and bidding on cards. Well, that sounds like a great night. I hope you have fun with that. But I wouldn't bank on changes until probably like early 2024. And who knows what those changes are. Like I said, I have no idea. I'm just thinking, you know, I doubt it's immediate here anytime soon. Immediate changes probably will be, you know, internally with them, you know, sorting out all their different operations and getting those in order for what Fanex envisions and everything like that, and ramping up, you know, the shipping procedures and all that stuff. So then really this is the biggest question is, how will PWCC be integrated into the Fanex Live platform? In my opinion, because, you know, Fanex owns Topps, and Topps will be manufacturing going forward baseball, basketball, football, not all at this moment, but some of the university products, obviously, soccer, Star Wars, many, many, many licenses and different accounts that they have to create cards. They'll manufacture them, people will sell them, break them on their Fanex Live platform, which I'm sure will have a lot of sellers at some point, and be, you know, in my opinion, hopefully a great place to go to interact with all of you. And then from there, it's like someone buys a box of cards. Let's say Nate's selling Bowman Chrome U basketball, and someone buys a Bowman Chrome U basketball box from Nate. Let's say they open a box and they get two autographs, which is expected. One of them is Caitlin Clark, the other is a no name. And then maybe one nice color card. Is there an option to where, you know, you open that stuff on Fanex Live to where you have it shipped to your PWCC or maybe at some points Fanex Vault, right? We don't know what it'll be named eventually. Is it going to be rebranded? I don't know. Will it ship to the vault? Like not only one card, like where like Nate would have to, let's say, pull out said card, but let's just say that all the cards ship to this Fanex Vault. And from there, it's almost like a digital sorting thing where, like, I understand that they're probably not going to scan 100 base cards from the box, but maybe there's, like, you know, in your digital portfolio, I guess you could say, or digital collection, you would have your Caitlin Clark autograph, which then you can either ship it to yourself, ship it to get graded, or sell it raw, or you you know, have the other cards too that you can do all those different options with. I don't know how the base card thing would work. You know, I'm sure they'd have an idea for that. But it would, one, make life easier on the you know, the shipper, that it just goes to one location versus having to piece out one card to the vault, one card to grading, and then all the cards back to said buyer. And then for the buyer, it would, let's say, present an extra maybe 3 to 5 business days of, well, do I get my cards in hand or do they stay in the vault? Do I sell them? But to me, like what they're trying to do, and Nate, you can give your opinions here, is create like this like seamless transition between every single step you can possibly do without having to touch the card, which in some people's scenario, it's like, well, I don't want to do it. I want to touch the card. I want to have the card. Like, well, that's great because there's local card shops. So I'm happy there's options for that too, right? Like, you don't have to engage in this. But I feel like that's what they're trying to do for like a more quick, easy way to interact with cards and do the whole process at one time too. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, that would be cool. I guess I don't have any, I have not thought about it as in depth as you just described. I will admit, it's kind of been one of those, oh, that's interesting. And then on to the next thing for me. But yeah, if they can integrate this all together so that it's kind of a one-stop shop type of place, that'd be cool because, you know, I look at my own basement and the cards I have set aside that I want to sell and never sell because I'm either too lazy or don't have time or it's just not worth the hassle. If you can avoid that step altogether, that would be huge.
Part of me wonders too, like, you know, Upper Deck has built the EPAC. Like, I wonder if there's a connection between like Top starting some sort of EPAC thing where this is not like NFTs or digital collectibles. It's like literally open a pack of cards. And it just shows it, you. Let's say you don't have a breaker, so to speak. Like, you wouldn't go to Nate and open the pack of cards. You just open it. But then again, like, I do like the thought of having, you know, very good sellers and breakers on the platform.
It would be cool if they just got all the cards, sorted them, put them in a location in their warehouse, and then for smaller sets, you'd use up your entire warehouse if you tried to do that for Top Series 1 or Series 2.
Right.
And then it wasn't even a release. You have a digital thing and you get, you know, you pull a Carlos Jorge Bowman Chrome Auto and some other HTA, right? Pull a Carlos Jorge and a Cam Collier and whoever else you might want. Well, all of a sudden they can go to the box, find Cam Collier, pull out an auto for you, find whatchamacallit, put it into your vault and call it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what Upper Deck EPAC is, but like, it'd be really interesting to see that done with like the major sports because there hasn't really been an interaction like that with the major sports.
Are you calling? I thought you liked hockey.
I do.
You just said it hasn't really been done with the major sports. You calling hockey not a major sport?
Okay.
Ooh. Hank, get him.
I do love hockey, but we all know that the amount of cards selling and being collected for baseball, basketball, football is much higher. What's up, Jordan? What is up, the Currency Project? They just had a massive card sale tonight. Can't wait to report that sale tomorrow. It's really cool. I can't wait to share that one. That's is nuts.
How nuts are we talking? Can you give me a preview?
Yeah, we're talking a hand oil painted card that sold for four figures on auction. Like, literally just throw it up there on auction and see what it does. Over four figures. Wow. Well, yeah, four figures. Pretty sick. It is an awesome card. So that was my first question, you know, and that was like the biggest, you know, is like what happens with Fanatics Live to PWCC/Fanatics Marketplace. And then, yeah, will there be a rebrand at some point? Like, Fanatics Live is obviously Fanatics branded. Does this become Fanatics Marketplace? I have no idea. Obviously, PWCC has been around for 20 plus years and they didn't squash Tops's name when they bought Tops, you know, so we'll see what happens with that. Have no idea. For Slab Stock Sunday specifically.
Hey, real quick. Yeah. One last thing. Oh, your boy got seventh.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, you got seventh. Hey, there was like no changes. There was like no changes from the starting grid.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure ever since he started collecting Pierre Gasly, I think that's his highest finish.
It's not. He got fifth last year.
All right, 1/5 place.
Yeah, he had a podium the first year that we, you know, I didn't have my rainbow since at that point. But
have you been watching? Because I feel like last year I knew when every race was happening, and now this year it's like, oh, there was a race today.
I watched today's race. I had, you know, when Red Bulls won every single race, it's way less exciting.
Yeah,
it's very hard
again.
Yeah, he got first in qualifying. That's what happens in Monaco.
He won by 27 seconds.
Yeah, see, but the thing about Monaco, Nate, is that the track is so tight because it's the longest, oldest track, and these cars have gotten so big now you can't pass on it. So, like, Max has the fastest car, and if he starts in first, no one's going to be able to pass him anyways. So he's just like a runaway from there. There was rain middle of the race, which was fun. But it was basically bumper cars. People are sliding into the wall like crazy. No big crashes, though. All right, so for Slabstock Sundays, here's what I was thinking. Obviously, Fanatics has a lot of access to different athletes. They have a lot of athlete relationships. How cool it would be, you know, to have easy access to bringing on an athlete on here for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is, and connecting them with all of you. You know, and for me, it's like that'd be cool for us, obviously, to talk to said athletes about their cards. But I think it'd be really cool for the Slabstock Sundays community who's been here for now a year and a half straight, which is awesome. Props to all you. To get something, you know, a little bit different here, a little bit really cool. You know, let's say there's a massive Otani card selling tonight. Although I know he uses a translator in an interview, so. But Otani, whoever, you know, Judge, it would just be really fun to have some. Like, obviously, that'd be crazy. But be cool to do stuff like that. So, you know, excited to see if that's a possibility in the future. Maybe do some giveaways tied to said players. And then how about numbers? You know, like Fanatics, what a lot of people are – excited about with Fanatics from like a general sense is like, oh, they're going to bring in a lot of people into the marketplace, the card hobby, the card market, because they do so much advertising and marketing through sports, through players, through even sports betting in some scenarios. Now that they bought points bet and all that different stuff. You know, what does it do to PWCC? If this is going to be their marketplace, they're definitely going to try to build this big. What's it going to mean for all of you that have, you know, stood here through the last 2 years excited about all these auctions and watching them with us and vaulting cards? And, you know, is it going to be more people, you know, to bring more inventory, better inventory? Is it going to bring more buyers? Like, it's going to be exciting to see how it scales from here. Like, 11,000 cards is a lot on a weekly basis. There's 11,000 plus in here tonight. It's one of the biggest weekly auctions that there is, if not the biggest. And, you know, the operations that they set up at PWCC and technology advancements is better than anywhere too. So it's exciting to see what would happen, let's say, with Fanatics backing and marketing and everything like that. And then, technology advances was my last one. You know, what happens with the tech? I mean, they already have some of the best tech. They probably the best tech, the first of all the tech for vaulting and stuff. You know, I think it could just get better and cooler from here, make it more, you know, better for the audience, which is what it's all about. Here we go. Here's Dave in the house. He said, here's an outside the box idea for Fanatics. In exchange for the use of licenses early, they let Panini continue to make their big three sets, Prism, Optic, and NT for 3 years post license transfer. That'd be interesting. It's like a barter deal. I never thought of it that way, but that's it's definitely an interesting one. I'm not sure if they would go for that. Wesley, Fanatics has been making some boss moves. They definitely are spending the dollars. And yeah, Dave says that the thought being that competition breeds improvement. You know, I do agree with the competition breeds improvement, but I also know that the thought is get as much as they can and not have the competition there. So, or at least that's what it seems. As something, you know, like getting Bryce Young, getting CJ Stroud on exclusive deals, and Wembanyama possibly too.
Getting I am all the very licenses. Curious to see. Obviously, since he signed cards and he was sitting there with Michael Rubin signing cards, I am curious to see if Panini announces, because obviously nobody knows, right? So, but that'd be a major, not that people, you know, buy Prism and stuff for the autos per se, but still.
Yeah. But even like Nate, imagine, NT release without any, what?
NT would, and Flawless and Immaculate would be a huge hit.
Dude, the only reason why NT's expensive is because those RPA is so ridiculous amounts of money. We know the rest of the box stinks in most scenarios.
Yeah.
All right. That was all my questions. I hope that gets you all thinking.
Ooh, what's that job?
What do you say?
That jaw 9,500. I'm super curious to see when that jaw ends at.
Someone just said, Nate, did you see the Robin Yonts? Let's go look it up and see what card this is. Because I must. Was it the autograph rookie? Looks pretty close to a 10. Oh, this 9. That's got the PWCCS sticker too.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know enough about vintage grading. Of course, everyone can go watch when I grade all his vintage cards for Nate, and I got exposed for thinking they're all fives and they're all twos. But
well, you know who was shockingly close on his evaluations of those cards.
You
remember my?
That was Mr. Conservative.
My spreadsheet. It was conservative, and it worked.
I was going to say Mr. Conservative came into play there. Wow, PSA 10 Robin Yount rookie is like, well, they've dropped quite a bit since then. It's like 40 grand. No, actually more than that. That was a mini. It's like 67 grand or something like that was the last sale. And this one's a PWCC 9 with an S, or sorry, PSA 9 with an S sticker. Pretty crazy card there.
What was the last sale?
For a nine, I don't know. For the 10, it was like, I think, 40 grand.
So what we should do is buy it.
No, ask Jordan how that works out.
Grade it.
Sorry, Jordan. You didn't deserve that. You'll have to hear Jordan's, let's just say, confident or courageous crack and try to regrade Sid's story. He'll tell you that one, I'm sure, at some point.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Dave, that would be really interesting.
Now that is something that would be – I wonder what the – so if that happened, Dave, for those of you listening on podcast, Dave said, Fanatics buys BGS or SGC. All Bowman autos get graded before they pack out. All boxes contain your graded autos, like encased, would be a knife for PSA. That would be super interesting. I wonder what the price – you know, Bowman's already super expensive compared to what it was.
Yeah.
Now if all of your autos are getting graded because Topps is going to have to pay for that and they're going to grade a lot of autos that normally wouldn't get graded.
Yeah.
You know, what would that raise your box?
To be fair, just to do some easy math, I mean, it was $9 during the Bowman special for SGC to grade the cards, the 2023 Bowman cards. I know that they weren't like grading every single card, obviously, or every single auto. But at least you could add $27 to a Jomo box. But yeah, and that's at least
and then it, more because guaranteed.
I know it'd be more. I'm just saying like at least 27. So let's say $50. You know, do people value that like that? I mean, I think it'd be cool, but at the same time, it's like I do like grading cards myself. Like I have fun with like I don't know if it would take the fun away for me if I opened up a pack and I already knew the grade. Like I like taking the card, getting it graded, seeing what it is.
You also can't get those though. You know, some of the thrill is buying the autos, grading them, and getting that boost. If you don't get that boost, all of a sudden.
Dave, I definitely agree with you that they own the grading company. They'd have only the cost of labor on there. And I do agree with that. But remember, they're definitely going to make money off of doing that regardless. So it'd be more expensive than just the labor cost.
I didn't think about that part, though. That's
It would help. It would help them get it for lower, of course. But I still think that they would price it up, let's say, for the bonus of what it is. All right. Moving into our next segment. Here, we have got some debates. This is coming back after maybe a month or more off. And yes, this is official. Chris, Fanatics does own PWCC. Oh, I'm talking about Mr. Leo Messi and Jordan.
The fact that he had to ask which one is not a good sign.
That's concerning too. I didn't think there was more than one.
Not a good sign.
No. We are doing some debates. So we've had some fun here a couple months ago where we would pick out two cards. Nate and I would then have to randomize off on random.org which one him and I would have to defend. Now, I built out these debates earlier today, so the prices for these might be a little off from what they were earlier. So now, you know, I don't really know how that's going to work. Also, I can't figure out. I had a card here. I must not have favored it. Shoot, just give me 1 second. I just got to favorite this, and then we'll go and get on with our first one. But the goal here is that Nate and I will both get given a card, and then hopefully one of us gets a card that we don't like and have to find a way to somehow argue that should be a better card to purchase or better purchase than the card that the other person has. So, Nate, we're starting with everyone's favorite, Wander Franco, Super Fractor rookie from 2021.
You know how I feel about Super Fractors and Wander Franco.
And especially 2021 rookie, right?
Beckett. Yeah, rookie.
And then Ronald.
Well, I mean, it's not even a rookie because it's not graded by BGS.
I know.
It's graded by BGS, rookie.
Just messing around. 2017 Bowman Chrome Green Shimmer Auto BGS 10 of Ronald Acuna Jr. I'll be number one and you will be number two. Whichever one we get is the one that we have to defend. So I get the Acuna. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
All right. Why is this a better purchase than an on-card Acuna auto? Tell me. Come on. On the clock.
Okay.
Find some points.
I don't know if I have anything.
Oh, look, okay.
He's not a better player right now. He plays a more premium position, but he's not the better player. Acuna has excitement on his side, home runs, stolen bases, that kind of stuff, right? This is a super refractor, but it's not autoed. It's not on card. It's not a Bowman first. It's not even a BGS 10 compared to a PSA 10.
It's not even a rookie.
It's not even a rookie. The only thing it has going for it is that it's a super refractor compared to a green shimmer. But it's not a rookie super refractor. It's not a 2019 super refractor, which, you know, first year, even if it's not a Bowman first.
Yeah.
I have no. Look, I know you want me to come up with an argument, but there is literally no argument I can come up with outside of super refractor that makes this card a better purchase than an on-card green shimmer auto from Ronald Acuña.
Especially when there's like 500 super refractors of Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a very limited first Bowman autographs, even if the bases are signed at a high clip. You know, there's probably less color signed autographs, Nate, of Acuña than there were super refractors of Wander Franco from 2021 to 2022.
Yeah, which, I mean, we went through the numbers the one day. There's hundreds.
Tons. And of course, yeah, on top of that, Nate already hit the nail on the head for me. I mean, we're looking at probably the NL MVP this year if he stays healthy. Absolutely balling out right now. So happy he came back strong this year, you know, after the knee injury, and then last year, little, you know, trying to bounce back and everything like that. But, you know, green shimmer, not crazy about it, but, you know, you can't really go wrong with the first Bowman on card auto color.
Better grade.
Auto. It's a BGS 10 here. You know, there's a lot going for it. Sorry, Nate, I knew you didn't want that one.
I did not. And also, again, I mean, we did it. We looked this up on Slabstock's Monday live show, I don't know, maybe a month ago. And you can't underestimate how many 101 Wander Francos there are. There's just
seriously
so many.
So many. Okay. I really.
And that's just his rookie year. He's going to have 101s in every single set moving forward as well.
Yep, there's only one first Bowman. Yep. Ain't that true?
Yep.
All right, here we go. We're going to do it right here. First card is Curry. This is from the finals. This is a game-worn logo patch, in-person signed booklet that says five straight finals. Or that's a Ray Allen. This is not game-used logo, man. It's manufactured. But Ray Allen and Steph Curry dual auto front and back. Very interesting cards here. Ones you don't really see every day. We'll go with Book and then Allen. And then we will end up with, yes, I'll go first. All right. I love this. I'm not really big on in-person signed things, but I love this card. This is a signed on the left booklet, five straight finals inscribed with the game-worn finals logo patch on the right. And it even tells you it's from 2019 NBA Finals Game 2. Now, the only downside about this card, first of all, the auto grade's a 7 because it is kind of streaky. But the only downside about this card is that they lost that finals to the Raptors. They didn't win. So you're looking at a jersey here that was from a losing effort. But the fact finals, that – what?
Still in the finals, though.
It is. And then look at this. You know, you props for props are due. I mean, for all the ragging on Panini for not making game-worn or player-worn RPAs and such like that, they've got these sick Opulence Finals booklets here with the sticker on the back of the cover, the front cover of it right here. It's got like the QR code from the game-worn jersey. It says it on the side. Big logo patch. It's expensive, but I mean, like, I'd literally rather have this than his PSA 10 rookie card. I like, that's just a cooler piece to me than that paper PSA 10 rookie card. It's sick. It is in a ginormous case, but not as big as they've been in the past, Dave. Before we get on to Nate's, let's really debrief here about Will's comment. Nate, Aaron, how do you guys feel about the Bucks' pick for coach?
Did I miss something?
You didn't see yesterday?
I know Nick Nurse brought took his name out of the running, but I didn't see that we signed a coach.
Yeah, within 1 minute after that, Adrian Griffin, we signed the Raptors assistant.
Oh man, I did miss it. Holy so I got rid of my Twitter because I was wasting too much time on it.
Well, you said that a long time ago too, and then you got it back.
And then I got back, but now I've firmly gotten rid of it.
Well, you got to learn about these coaching pickups somehow.
Yep.
So Shams tweeted that Nick Nurse pull his head out, and then 1 minute later, which I don't really think that that happened. I feel like that the Bucks let him know that they're moving in a different direction, but he's just trying to save face. Yeah, exactly. Because you get hired by your assistant. Adrian Griffin's our new coach. There was a Giannis pick. I heard that Giannis met with all the top three candidates, and Giannis made very clear that Griffin was the way to go. So we'll see what happens. I'm not mad at it. A lot of Bucks fans are like, well, we need experience. We need Rivers or Monty Williams. And in my opinion, those two dudes choked so many series that, like,
if we would have hired one of those two guys, it would have been game over. We would never win another world or championship with Giannis, and we would have been waiting another 50 years until we have a chance.
Dude, Monty got outcoached by Budenholzer. Why would you go hire him? Like, all right. Well, I'm excited to see what happens. But now, Nate, here you go. This is an interesting card.
All right. So, not game worn, but is it player worn?
No, there's manufacturer number out of 25. This card's number out of 25.
Okay. I guess what it has going for it, second year, Curry auto. Ray Allen playing in the league at the same time, auto. Two of the best three-point shooters of all time combined. I would be curious to see what the price of other random Curry times Ray Allen dual auto is that doesn't have manufactured NBA logo men. Because the NBA logo men does nothing for me here.
It kills the card for me. It makes it look cheesy. Like, I wouldn't want this card because of the manufacturer logo men.
Yeah.
So I just looked it up. I don't even think there's another dual aside from – actually, there was a redemption for 2021 Immaculate that hasn't been live, it looks like, but sold for $3,300, a 2021 Immaculate earlier this year. I think I'd rather just have that for less money, both on card. I know it's 10 years later, but
– okay. Well, if it's not live – and it's not around yet. This is around. This is the only one. It's a second year Curry. Ray Allen was playing in the league at the time. I can understand it. The logo men, yeah, it's disappointing. Who really cares? It's more for me about the dual auto of two of the best shooters of all time, one being in his second season.
Agreed. It's a cool card. All right, we're going to have one more debate here before we got to get on and start looking at all these different items that are ending. Because this one, one of us is going to end up with the, well, maybe not. We'll see. Nate, I have a question. So we're doing an NFL one, and we're either doing it on a Packer versus a Viking or a Packer versus a Bear. Which one do you rather?
I'd rather have the Viking because I assume it's Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do the Viking. However, I got to show you this Bears card, dude. This card is nuts. This is a one of one Gale Sayers Mike Singletary booklet patch auto.
Ooh.
It's pretty sick. It's pretty cool.
What's the Justin Jefferson?
It's a select tie dye patch auto at 25. It's not that cool. I don't even know if I actually favored it. So
go to the Bears one instead, because at least my guy Gale Sayers born in Wichita.
Oh my gosh. I think I bottled this hard. I don't like, there was supposed to be a Rodgers card on this favorite list, but I think I end up just favoring too many things. Now I'm losing track of what's favorite and what's not. Yeah, I didn't. It's supposed to be this Aaron Rodgers press pass auto.
Ooh. there's no doubt in my mind that it's the Gale Sayers. I don't like the Bears at all. It's the Gale Sayers and Singletary.
Well, here we go. We'll see. Oops. Sure, I mean, it's kind of tough. I got the Rodgers.
Good.
All right, you go first, because that's a pretty
you
nasty.
You go first.
Okay. I'll go first. All right, so what I got here is, at least it's from 2005, his rookie year, and it's on card. There's like his best rookie auto, other than Exquisite, is Contenders, and it's a sticker. How many people like sticker autos? That's a big auto. It's pretty bold. Looks decent. It's number out of 200. And, I guess it's in a Cal uniform. I don't know. I'm not a huge Rodgers fan, as a lot of people know. But I wouldn't want this card over the other one for sure.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got here, Nate?
So, for starters, we've got Gale Sayers and Mike Singletary. Now, Gale Sayers, short career. Done at 28, injuries and all that stuff, but he was rookie of the year at one point. He also had best friends with Brian Piccolo. If you've ever seen Brian's Song, movie about him and Brian Piccolo, great movie. So you got Gale Sayers. He's also from Wichita, which gives him a leg up because all of the best people come from Wichita. Him, Barry Sanders, me. Hall of Famer as well. And then you got Mike Singletary, AP Defensive Player of the Year twice, All-Pro multiple times, Hall of Famer as well, won the 1985 Super Bowl with the Bears. So you got a Super Bowl winner and a Hall of Famer, an All-Pro, All Defensive Player of the Year, and you have a Rookie of the Year Hall of Famer. One card, two of the best Bears of all time, even though I don't like the Bears.
Not to mention it's a 9-5 for a booklet card that looks like it could get mangled bad.
Yeah. Easy. And that doesn't even talk about the autos.
True. It does say in the back, though, that the patches are not from any specific game. So
yeah, but it's not about the patches.
All right. Moving on here into the other items ending tonight. This Ken Griffey card, the mint, this is where I found like a Robin Yount auto and the Rocky Balboa also.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, such a sick set. Also, this looks like the field level design. They got like the circle and the player.
That's pretty cool.
Inside of it, that's a super nice Ken Griffey Jr. Also, this one's so sick. There's a really young Ken Griffey Jr. there too. There's some really cool stuff ending tonight though. Do you see this? The James Earl Jones signed Star Wars card from 2012?
I did not. I didn't. Oh, I did see it. I did see it when I was looking through non-sport. Yeah. I didn't realize it was autographed. I couldn't see the auto.
Yeah. No, it's hard to see. It's like gold ink in the middle of the card. Super cool. Super nasty. Panini made these amazing hockey cards in 2013. So this is game worn patch. It's called Panini Prime.
You know what it looks like?
What?
You know the special event Panini cards where it's like Father's Day or
national.
It looks like that.
I get that the design is a little lacking, but like this is a game used patch of the Bigfoot thing from the Avalanche jersey. Like that's sick.
Did they have the hockey rights back then or
they did? Yeah, they did for like a couple years. Also, this is a tough look for Panini. Look at the front of this George, Nate. Do you see this? Do you see the gap here in the magnetic? And you see where the card is inside the magnetic?
That's tough scene.
Yeah.
Likely a damaged card.
Manny says, if I ain't know any better, sounds like Nate is a Bears fan.
I just appreciate good football players no matter where they come from.
Ooh, also, do you see your boy Spencer Strider's going tonight on Sunday Night Baseball?
The Dodgers fans were riled up. I have a little bit of a complaint here, Aaron. Okay. Not against Dodgers fans, but against the card hobby in general.
So file your complaints.
Yeah. So I feel like it's gotten to the point in the card hobby where if there is a guy that's already in the Hall of Fame, he's a Hall of Famer, yada, 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 makes sense. But anybody who's coming up is guaranteed not going to be in the Hall of Fame. Any prospect that's in the minor leagues is guaranteed not to make the majors.
Like there will never be a Hall of Famer again.
People are like, but he's a Hall of Famer, top blah 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 blah. And it's like there will never be another player to make the Hall of Fame ever. the way people act about some of these guys. And I'm looking at Spencer Strider and I'm saying, this dude dominated last year. He's dominating in a way we've never seen this year. Strikeout wise. He added a new pitch. He's getting better, you know, seemingly as the last year and a half have gone by. Like who else? I mean, yeah, obviously there are injuries, but if you want to bet on somebody to become the next Hall of Fame pitcher, Spencer Strider is staring you right in the face.
He ended the day 6 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 9 strikeouts.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the 2 runs were off of 1 home run also. Hey, how are you feeling about Hunter Green? Is he doing things this year or is he doing nothing?
He just he combined with another reliever to throw 7 innings of no-hit baseball against the Cubbies the other day.
He's a starter, though, right?
Yeah, 6 innings, 11 strikeouts against the Cubs. The other day, 7 innings, 4 earned runs, 10 strikeouts against the Yankees. Like, it's very – he's obviously still struggling. He's giving up runs. He has a 4.18 ERA. But he is striking guys out at a better clip. He's giving up less home runs. Now he just needs to, you know, figure out a little control and stuff. And I do think he's going to be really good. I don't know if he's ever going to have the control to be like an ace, but I think he could conceivably be a really good number three that borders on a number two some years.
Nice. I just dropped a bid on this 2019, the 30th anniversary auto is like $30. I'm like, all right, they're selling for like 180 before the season. So, ooh, Christian Watson.
Ooh.
Oh, do you see this Mason Crosby, dude? It's so sick.
Man.
I think I need it. I
can't believe he's not a Packer anymore. He didn't have the leg, you know, but it would have been nice to just – I guess it's nice to have a clean break from all the old Packers. It would have been nice to just have one guy left, one Mason Crosby left before we move on to a new era.
Yeah, I feel that. But at the same time, like, he was never going to win us the game if we need a 50-yard field goal ever again. So
it's true. But there's also more to than just 50-yard field goals.
Oh, I mean, I agree with you.
It's helpful to be making all of your 30-yard field goals, which not – and 40-yard field goals.
Yeah. What do you think about Marquez Valdez-Scantling? Was he, like, decent last year with the Chiefs or no?
Well, at one point in the playoffs, he's, like, their only healthy wide receiver left. Okay,
well, we're taking a flyer there. Also need that. There's a few cards here ending just too fast because I spend too much time talking about things with you.
Yeah.
Classic. Gardner Minshew.
Did he sign with?
I don't know who he's on.
See, I'm pretty sure he just signed.
Hey, Manny. Watch it. Watch it. You speak too much and the Packers will mess around and finish above the Bears this year.
Wait. He's not a Bears fan, is he?
That's true. He's a Cowboys fan. The way he's talking smack just made me think he's a Bears fan for a second. I don't know why.
No, that would be like that'd be a Vikings fan type of thing to do.
Why is it showing me items that sold? Anyone else having this problem right now?
The Colts. Signed Gardner Minshew. That's who it was.
Maybe they adjusted this. I think they made it. Oh, the Colts signed him?
Mm-hmm.
But because they released Nick Foles, right?
I do not. I don't keep up on Nick Foles tonight.
I just remember seeing that someday or one day. What do you think about our receiver core? Oh, you did win that, Max. That was a nice card. Our receiver core going into this year.
I mean, I like building up. Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson in bursts looked really good. And I do think they both have plenty of talent. Would I have liked maybe one other solid guy to have in there? Because obviously you can't count on those guys to be healthy the entire season. So once they're not healthy, all of a sudden you're down. And like Reed as a second round slot receiver is fun, but also trusting a rookie, like just one other decent fat wide receiver would have been nice. But I guess, you know, if that leads you to paying a Sammy Watkins again, then, you know, I'd rather not.
Yeah, that wasn't it. That didn't turn to anything.
No.
DJ Quicksilva, you just have to go back to page 1. It looks like what they're doing is as they end, they just put them to the bottom of the list, like underneath stuff that already or is still active, which I actually like. So you can like refer to back easily. It's kind of hard before to refer to them. You have to click around.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, and then I just paused. I'm trying to look up the price of this card. I really like the Finest Flashback set, but I don't think that that's necessarily a good price for the Vlad. Cole Kmet. I hate that we're talking about Bears so much, but
yeah, what's going on here?
I don't know. I guess I favorited this because I was going to ask you if all this Bears scary hours receiver hype talk is worth grabbing a small card of. I mean, honestly, this card's like last sold $70. So,
do you trust Justin Fields?
I mean, I don't necessarily trust Justin Fields, but Komet's was a nice player before.
Do you trust Justin Fields? Because it's not about how nice a player is. It's about his QB thrown to him.
Cole Komet had a great year last year.
Okay. Do you think that translated into making money on Cole Komet?
Well, I think that the car last sold for 70 a month ago, and we're sitting here at 32. Might be worth the scoop. Going into the season? Bro, we're going to be at the National in Chicago.
All right, fine.
Yeah, that's right.
But I mean, we're covering up the Bears logo on the card.
Yeah, we're literally going to put a sticker right over it.
Yeah.
Can't support that.
You can see the name. You can see the auto. But you can't see anything else.
Nope. Anyone have a spare $18,000 for a gold Erling Haaland auto? Premier League season.
I have heard that this is the best time to buy that. right after winning Young Player of the Year and Player of the Year for the Premier League. And likely going to be winning the Premier League and likely going to be winning the Champions League.
That I'm really excited to see that. I'm telling you, if he brings the treble to City, there will be a lot of talk about him, you know, being one of the best signings of recent memory, I'd say. I mean, they've never won the Champions League with all those Premier League titles over the last 7 years, 6 years. If he's the reason why they do it.
And they're not going to win it next year.
Because Arsenal?
Yeah.
Is
it tough not being in Champions League next year?
Yeah, man, it's actually really sad. I've never experienced
that. What are you going to do with all your extra
time? Dude, I've never experienced that, so now I'm going to get so much work done Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Central Time. Knick-knack, adding to the Bryce Young rainbow, got the yellow refractor. I saw that. I'm glad I didn't drop a bid. Congratulations on getting that card. So I think that we got a Romeo Doubs patch auto for $20. I'll take it.
Ooh, that's fun.
Number 87. Ooh, I'm trying to snag
87
some...
of 87?
What?
87 of 87?
I don't think so. No, 84 of 87. Close. Yes, got the Mason Crosby.
Dude, we got to get that Christian Watson now.
$32. Which Christian Watson?
Wasn't there a Christian Watson blue?
Yeah, I think it already ended. Nice. Okay. Got the Hunter Green for 42. Some fun snags here. Find that at the National, I must believe. Anything else? I think just that first Marvel index. I'm about to stack up this amazing shelf in my house with all these different comic books. Also, comic books cost $20 a grade, I found out, so I am happy with getting a comic book for $26. Yes, very happy about that. Nate, are you excited for this week? As I am ecstatic. Across the Spider-Verse releases Thursday, baby.
It does?
Yep, it does.
Well, I had no idea. I did watch Mario, though, so...
I just watched that today again. Wonderful.
So good.
Bennett loved it. Clark was just locked in.
I have to watch that new Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't even know it came out yet. And I still have to watch John Wick 4. Tech and I never made it to the movie theater. Making it to a movie theater is just like a real big hassle nowadays. Like locking myself into that much time commitment.
Well, I'll tell you what about a movie theater. Tickets are expensive now, bro.
Yeah, and I always get a popcorn and a large soda, and it's always like $25 extra, and I never finish either of them. But I'm always like, oh, it's only like $1.50 extra for the large, and it's only like 80 cents extra for the large soda. I got to do it.
I'll never forget about the Nathan Rotabaugh summer popcorn bucket, just probably laced with grease and butter that was reused every single movie when you used to live in Eau Claire.
Oh, I watched it.
I'm not so sure about that.
I'm okay. Sometimes I watched it.
Hector, I don't think that AMC is $6 movies on Tuesday by me, unless it was because I went to like
they all have Tuesday deals.
Yeah, it was
super busy on Tuesdays. So.
Yeah, it was a deal, but maybe it was a new release or something like that. Because I saw the Mario movie on a Tuesday. I don't think it was $6. Jerry will, I guess, just walk on in your case. Just kidding, don't do that. Buy a ticket. But yeah, that's weird that they don't check tickets.
Oops. You know what? You know, it's like a cast. My popcorn bucket is like a cast iron skillet. You know, you don't want to you don't want to use soap. Well, at least you didn't want to back in the day. You can use it now, I suppose. But you didn't want to use soap back in the day. You don't want to wash off that flavor. Just scrape it clean, oil it back up. Good to cook again.
You're sure you're not doing what Max is saying? Wash it with saliva. It's gross.
It's gross.
Man. Oh, Nate, and at 13,800. So this was the one that Andy brought up last week, the John Morant cracked ice BGS 10.
Dude, that's so much lower than what even BGS 9.5s were selling for last year, right?
Yeah. The last PSA 10. Give me a second here. PSA 10 was $43,000 in November.
Dude, March 3rd, BGS 9.5, $12,500. March 9th.
So just about the same as the BGS 9.5. Basically. Crazy. Also, these are very tough to grade cards. These 2011 Finest Mike Trout on-card rookie autos. I love this card. From like a Trout rookie card perspective, this is one of the best in my opinion. This is the only on-card Trout rookie auto I'm pretty positive about. So $10,000 for the X-Fractor of $299. And there was a 2016 Bowman's Best Super Fractor auto of Aaron Judge to sell for $6,600 as well. NT Jordan Love out of 5 sold for $3,720.
The Midnight's out of 5?
That was a Hidden Treasures, it's called. So not I think it's got like a maroon around the outside or something like that.
Well, I can't keep up.
You're telling me. All right, it looks like we officially have a Bears card at our booth at the National, everyone. Nate shaking his head. Cole Kmet, let's go. Top five ranked tight end this year.
You're a fake fan.
Okay. The dude won't buy cards of his own team, and he won't buy cards of any rival team, too. He just doesn't like buying cards, I guess.
I do like buying cards.
I know.
Lord of the Rings cards currently. Oh, man, I had my eye on some Gandalf autos today.
How much are those?
I didn't buy them. They both went for 500 plus, but
oof.
Yeah.
Is that like from the first release?
No, it's from the CRX or
the newer one.
Cryptozoic set.
Is the first release like insanely expensive?
I don't even know if there are Ian McKellen autos from like the early 2000s releases or not.
Interesting. Let's see here. What did we stack up so far? We have Hunter Green. Nice. I like that. Auto. Cole Kmet. Boo Bears, but flawless auto. 25 for 40 bucks. Take it. Mason Crosby. At least we outnumbered the Bears purchase 2-1 with Packers tonight. We haven't bought a Packer in a while. At least we did that.
And we didn't buy the one Packer we should have. So
Christian Watson?
No. Long time ago. Jordan Love.
Oh. I thought you meant like tonight. Like, dude, there was a Prism Black red parallel auto PSA 10 that was at like $700 some earlier, like of Jordan Love. I'm like, that card's not even good. That card probably used to be like $100.
Talk about one of the worst sets by Panini. Prism Chronicles Prism Black.
It's like, why do we have
occasionally,
that?
Occasionally there's a nice card. There was a orange auto ending on a different website we won't name,
yeah,
of Joe Burrow, which was the orange with the black with Joe Burrow on it, and the orange and white and black was a very nice color match.
Okay.
But that's very few and far between where I see a Prism Black card and I say, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Yeah, Max, I was trying to avoid talking about this in case you or Gus or any of my Chelsea friends were going after this one. Nice Eden Hazard tie-dye off 30 PSA 9. There's a really cool for any tennis fans out there. What?
Eden Hazard play for Chelsea?
Are you serious?
I did not know that.
Bro, that was like his prime. He was actually like the single best player in the Premier League when he played in Chelsea. Won Chelsea titles basically on his own. Unbelievable. If you ever have 7 minutes, look up Eden Hazard highlights. I never watched him live, sad to say. When I watched it, I was like, Wow, I missed
when I need that. When I need 7 minutes to fall asleep, I'll know what I'll watch.
You won't be falling asleep. You want to go into the next video is what you want to do. So probably. Make sure you do it. Not when you
snooze fast.
No. You just have to see like one of his best goals ever. It was unbelievable. He's just crazy. Look, Rafael Nadal.
I've seen the Wayne Rooney bicycle kicks, man. Nothing tops that. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm sure stuff tops Wayne Rooney bicycle kicks. No. Gareth Bale's bicycle kick tops Wayne
Gareth
Rooney.
Gareth Bale doesn't even know how to play soccer, bro. He retired at 33.
Do you see him hit the hole in one the other day, though? Do you see that?
I did not. I know he's a really good golfer, and I know he's not going to go play for Wrexham next year.
Yeah, I know he denied that. And also, Manny is correct. I don't know if you saw the stat. Arsenal, the most percent at the top of the table ever in the Premier League to not win the title. 91% of the season on top. Didn't win. Four of the other five were all Arsenal too.
All it was Arsenal saying, look, Erling Haaland is just having way too good of a year to not win. We're going to be nice, give him this 1 year, and then his life is going to be torture for the rest of his time in the Premier League. That's all.
Oh, that's it. That's all that was happening.
See, what they're doing is making sure Erling Haaland doesn't get hungry. He won all the awards. He won the league. He's going to win the Champions League. He's going to get fat and lazy because he's bored because best league in the world couldn't do anything to him. And so it's like those geniuses that are so smart, like nothing's a problem for them. And they lose interest. That's going to be Erling Haaland and Manchester City not going to be very good anymore.
So they're just playing mind games with him is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're trying to outsmart him.
Yep.
I was going to bring up this card here, the Scotty Barnes. I feel like that these NTRPAs have really, regressed backwards.
Dude, they don't look good.
This is about to end at $2,200 around there. When this released, it was $4,208.
Yeah, they look cheesy. The new NT looks like it came from a I can't really put my finger on it, but if you told me it came from like a especially the new soccer NT as well, I just think they look like kind of crappy fake cheap cards. They look cheap. Wow. Whereas old NT cards looked really good. These new ones, do you feel that? Do you look at it and say, oh, that kind of looks cheap? Or do you like them? I think it's the red boxes on the sides. I think that's the part I really hate.
I liked some of the soccer cards this year, the basketball ones. Like I think that when they released 2019, I thought it was a really nice design with the Zion and John Morant RPAs, like is nice. This one does look a little like not very well planned out. Like there's just a lot of different lines and geometry going on for no reason. But yeah, man, I mean, there's some earlier NT sets that look like luxurious, and I wouldn't say that card looks luxurious.
I think it's solid red. Like I think the appeal of some of these cards is like the foily finish to the colors and stuff where it has a premium feel, whereas that red just does not look premium.
Yeah, I think I'll actually side with you there. I'm going to be in agreement. Mr. Esmond Ocon, podium. First podium this season outside of Aston Martin, Ferrari, Mercedes, or Red Bull. It's kind of sad that he got before Gasly, but whatever. Did you see this one? This is dual on-card auto here. Normally, I feel like you get dual autos, and they're normally stickers. That's pretty sick.
That is pretty sick. I would have thought that would have been a lot of Bowman inserts. I feel are stickers.
Yeah,
I'm thinking wrong on that.
Dual auto of Rushman and Gunnar Henderson PSA 10/10 at 1500. Did you see the Adley Rushman thing where he's in the New York City MLB store?
Uh-uh.
He's pulling off like an Impractical Jokers. It was hilarious. He went undercover. It was super funny. Like, he's a really funny guy. Thing? Like he's very relatable and he's really good at it. Just talking to fans and making jokes is pretty good.
That's what you like to see. Your stars being relatable.
I agree with that. Who's winning tomorrow night? Is this game 7 talk? Oh, we didn't even bring it up. That Derek White.
Dude, I have made some mistakes. I think I have harassed Jason Tatum like 3 or 4 times in the last like week on various different things, just like fully expecting him not to be able to win 3 in a row to get to this point. Oops.
Just like your harassment of Nolan Arenado?
Yeah, now he's hot. So, it, okay, I got this. Check this out.
Okay, okay.
Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta stink. Worst pitchers in the world. They're so bad. They couldn't lead the Brewers to the playoffs if they tried. They're definitely not each going to place one first and second in Cy Young this year.
And Bukayo Saka is probably the worst player ever to watch.
And Bukayo Saka stinks, and he's not going to be the player of the year in the Premier League and also bring a Champions League title to Arsenal next year. And also, Giannis is definitely not going to win his third MVP next year and lead the Bucks to a second championship because he also stinks.
I hope that your curse comes true for all of that except for Saka. Actually, I really like Saka, so I wouldn't mind it. But Max says, I'm off, guys. Have a great evening. Don't be concerned, Nate. Arsenal will challenge in 2040. Oh. They might be dead by that point, considering he's 60 already.
That no. Hey, trim my beard.
That's true. I got to wait for that thing to get mega again.
It is. It has filled out quite a bit since like a week ago. So
true. Hector says the Herbert NTRPs look nice. Yeah, those football ones from 2020, I think, were solid stuff. This is crazy. I mean, I know that name. Like, I like. Oh, I never knew this was a set.
Oh,
dude, do you see what this is?
Spell out Curry.
NBA Finals nameplate.
Oh, that's fun.
I've never seen this before. This enclosed game worn material, which was worn by Steph Curry during Game 3 of the 2018 NBA Finals, which they won. That's nuts. I literally never knew this was a set. And now I'm actually very – I feel like, you know, like I said, giving Panini a lot of garbage for all their uses of non-game worn or non-player worn patches here and there. But it is nice to see a couple of these, like, gems of Steph Curry cards coming out for auction. Obviously, like, how attainable is this for the normal public collectors? Not at all. But still, for Curry collectors, very cool to see this type of stuff. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I guess it's a nameplate letter from Game 3 of the NBA Finals. There you go. Now that makes sense. You know, normal nameplates, they're dope, but 15 grand type of dope? No, but that is for a specific reason.
Imagine getting the whole set and putting it in a frame on your wall.
That'd be crazy. That'd be so sick. That begs the question, though. Would you rather have that game worn in an NBA Finals game or on-card exquisite rookie auto number at 31?
Davidson jersey, though.
Yeah, I know. The finals patch is way more unique.
Look, you can get a much cheaper Curry auto that is in a not a rookie, okay, but you can get a much cheaper Curry auto in a Warriors jersey. There's not that many nameplate from a finals jersey you can get of Curry, so I would take the.
I agree with you. Other than those opulence booklets. At least nameplate wise, I haven't seen him other than that. Nick Nack says another win, nothing crazy, but Donovan Mitchell, Green Prism rookie, finished 11th and per 9th in VORP. Thank you for dropping that win. Please let us know anyone P-E-R. Else you got. It. What?
PER.
Did he say it?
You said per, but it
oh,
is.
Oh, I did. Sorry. I just ringed so fast. That's my bad. I know what that is. I was gonna say, anyone else, please drop your winnings in the comments, and I need to now get on fast and find a giveaway. Jeez.
Or else we're giving away Mason Crosby.
No, we can't give that away. No Mason Crosby giveaway.
Both Matt.
There is not much stuff left here. So let's find something out here in the budget section. That's kind of cool. Number of 100 max. He did just win today. Ooh. Portuguese sticker of Harrison Ford. Jeremy Peña rookie. Nate, anything screaming to you? Edgar Martinez auto.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's interesting. 1910 boxing.
Personally, I'm a big Botas fan, so. Oh, Brandon Marsh. Well, he stinks now, but Brandon Marsh would be kind of fun.
Wait, he stinks already?
He's not having the best May. Put it that way. But that would be fun. I mean, it's still a young on-card auto of a kid who had a really good first month at least.
Was that 2022?
Rookie.
What did they trade him for?
Logan Ohopi or Ohopi, however you say it. Hmm. Buy that Rocky Balboa sticker.
Yeah, but that Brandon Marsh is just – that Brandon Marsh is way too expensive compared to how much the card's worth.
Okay. Don't buy it then.
It's cool.
Ooh, Brandon Marsh homered today.
Look at Nate, the curse. I think I'm going to go after the max because he did just win today. Seems like a good good giveaway based on the events of today.
Honestly, you should just go after the Rocky.
Well, the Rocky is going on to the next window. I feel like that's just going to keep on moving, then we're going to lose it, and then we're not going to have any options.
Okay, well, you should go after the Rocky just to have the booth.
Just to have the Rocky.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that too.
Trying to make some decisions. Oh, that Botas card was always really cool where it's got like the, it had like the lines behind it. It's hard telling the Sapphire ones. We are at 9:53 p.m. Central Time. That means we got 7 minutes left until 1 minute windows. Whoa. I didn't look at that comment.
I know. I just saw it. That's S Print Slab, right?
I think so. They'll have to confirm.
Asian
Punk with a Ja Morant. Which one did you get and how much of a discount?
Did you sell that Brandon Marsh or you still have the Heritage Gold? Because what a get.
Yeah, was it like $80?
Yeah, I know it was under 100.
Oh, I forgot last week we did the Windhorse giveaway.
Go from Windhorse to Rocky.
Oh. Max, I guess, is the another word for Rocky. No, I just got bit up.
Nice. Still has it. I like it. 77 bucks. That's so insane.
Jordan Lawler, Miners Auto.
Yeah, it's not having the best time with it in Double A.
It's fun. Venus and Serena as kids. Brazil, no date.
A bill?
Yeah.
Let's give a bill away. I mean, hey, Carson Williams ain't bad.
Yeah, these are getting up there price wise.
Oh, what was the price? I couldn't see it.
It's to be 40 something with the next bid.
Oh, well, is there a Jackson Churio? Is that just a Sapphire?
That's a Sapphire Raw. Also, getting up there. So for everyone who's might be new here, not new here, we do the giveaways at the end of the episode. So make sure to stick around. We're very close to the end of the episode, and it's free to join. So just wait around here, and you'll see. Nice. Hank got 2 Kubelik Young Gun PSA 9s for under $20 combined. Hoping Bedard helps his prices. That's nice. Wesley won 2 Maradona rookies. That's pretty big. Yes, Nick Knack is getting the Windhorse in hand. Put that in your office.
So funny.
Love it.
Nick Knack Pettywack.
Oh, Nate, got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you like this? I don't know if you read this yet, but yesterday in yesterday's Daily Slab, I wrote a headline about Bowman Mega Boxes this year, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So as we saw, Bowman Sapphire went to Dutch auction. There's a change with Bowman Mega. It's not how it's being sold, although it's not only Target exclusive now anymore.
Is it cheaper?
No, it's still like $40 a box.
Yeah, well, it's 50. I think it's 50 now.
Okay, well, Target pre-order is like 44 or something like that. All right, well, either way, point is that they changed it from just prospects to now 50 base and 50 prospects. So they lower the amount of prospects. They say 50 base. I'm taking that as veterans and rookies. Initial thoughts.
So of the Mojo cards?
Yes, because I think the Mojos were only 100 different prospects in the past.
I mean, okay, so not having mojos of some guys is probably going to be annoying, right?
I guess.
But if that makes, well, it won't make the mojos of the guys who have mojos any rarer.
No, I mean, basically what this does is it just makes the prospect list stronger and it adds in like, your 10th year Yelich cards, you know?
Yeah. So it does nothing for me because either I get a prospect, you know, a prospect first mojo and hold it to see if I can get anything out of it if he's not good, or now I get a vet I know I'm not going to get any money out of.
So you'd rather have the 100 prospects.
Spending the same amount of money.
You'd rather have the 100 prospects.
I'd rather have the 100 prospects all day long.
I haven't looked at the auto checklist, so maybe it benefits the auto checklist by having less prospects.
Even the autos don't sell that well.
Yeah, like good players.
Logo autos, they don't have first logos.
Yeah. Interesting. So
it's all about the first color in those.
Right.
Which is hard to hit. I've bought in probably like 3 to 6 every release, and I can probably count on one hand the amount of first colors I've hit.
Yeah. Jay won the Beethoven 1901 PSA Ooh! 9.
I put that in the Daily Slab.
Was it like an expensive card?
It wasn't that. It wasn't overly expensive. It was just cool.
There was a lot of random
cool non-sport cards.
I suppose I ask because like 1901 PSA 9, that just sounds insane. Like that year in grade.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's awesome, Jay. Congrats on that. Nate, should I be selling Lubobs? I've been dumping my 9s, keeping my 10s.
I mean, there's no shame in selling when he's having a hot month. I mean, if you think he's turning it around and becoming the star we expected when he got called up, then maybe don't sell everything. But if you don't want to take that risk or risk him getting injured again, you know, there's no shame in selling now that he's hot again. It's just what you're comfortable with.
Also, deep down, I knew that Jay was going to want to go after that Rocky.
That's fair.
SCP picked up Young Guns, Kirill Kaprizov, PSA 10. Nice pickup. Anyone else got pickups? Let us know. We've got 23 seconds left before number one, 10 p.m. comes, and that starts the 1 minute windows. Or number two, hopefully we lock up this giveaway, as more things will be ending here quite soon.
Max Verstappen.
3, 2, yep. Max Verstappen, Sepia.
Oh, nope.
The last second? Are you serious? That's a big rip, Rooney. I'm going to start to – oh, now we're up. I'm going to go and delve into the vault quick and see if we got something here to commit versus just reaching on a card just to – oh, we got a card here. We got Lewandowski, Blue Wave, PSA 9 from 2020 Bundesliga. Just won the title this year with Barcelona. We'll give that away. That, I think they won this one and then forgot that I won it, and then it's just been sitting here. So we'll give away this one tonight. Robert Lewandowski, PSA 9.
Out of 75?
Number of, I think so. No, 150. 150.
Oh, really?
They have a different numbering than baseball.
Lame. Ooh, one of Heston Kjerstad, Bowman first auto out of 499. That's fun.
Dude. Someone is just selling their insane set of Pop 1s from 1969 Tops tonight. Holy cow. 44K, 40K, 40K, 29K, 38K. That is quite the payday right there.
Yeesh. What's up, Corollo?
What's up, Corollo? How you doing? Tom says he's got the SGC 9 Holland 2020 Sapphire Yellow of 99 and Damrio 2001 Archives Jersey Relic, one in y'all's giveaway. Always nice pickups and variety. Yeah, I think we gave away that Damrio Relic one time. Mr. T 2023 Prism Red number to SCP. That's cool. So I'm at a car wash, very friendly.
It's cool.
And Nick Knack finished tonight with a select purple S75. Mahomes. Does Mahomes go back to back this year? Oh my goodness. $7,000. Do you know what? This sold at one point.
Yeah, like for $12,000, I think.
Oh, was it that?
Pretty sure. Don't quote me on that though, because you know that was yesterday when I looked it up, so I could have a faulty memory between today and yesterday.
$12,000, nice job. Oh my gosh. You don't want to know what sold for before that.
Oh, I can only imagine it sold for a lot.
54K.
Ooh.
That was at like the big peak Wander hype, like right before his rookie season, when like the platinum sold too.
Oof.
Holy smokes.
Which, to be fair, I did think that platinum was a steal at 44,000.
And well, I wouldn't doubt, Nate, that at that moment too, March 13th, 2022, that was probably before a lot of his rookies released, and this was talked about as a rookie for whatever reason.
Oh, not this one.
No, I know what you're saying. No, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying this released, this sold before a lot of his rookies released.
Oh, I get you. I get you. I get you. Yeah.
So, like, I think that there was this, like, kind of hype that shouldn't have been there probably for it, in my opinion.
You know, we're in a, you know, we're in a little bit of a tough spot if Wander has as hot of a start to the season as he has had, and that sells for $4,000 less than last did.
In November?
Yeah.
This says that it probably should have been around 10. I think that said 84 was what it ended at. Yeah, I mean, to me, like, I don't know how, you know, his market, this and that, but I just don't think that card's.
Dude, speaking of random Rays, because Corolla says Taylor Walls is a buy, I saw so many, like, super, super nice Josh Lowe cards that were super cheap this past year. Super cheap. I'm talking, like, I'm pretty sure I saw Stadium Club Super Fractor, or I think I saw one of one that sold for around $100 at one point.
I think there's Pepperdosh, a Bowman Chrome rookie that sold too.
Yeah. I think that might have been Dave's, honestly.
I think it was Dave's.
I was like tempted. I was like, but then you look at his stats and there's like nothing that screamed, you know, confidence for me. Not that guys can't just turn it around because they turn it around, but like usually I like to see something where I'm like, yeah, I could see this happening. And wow, he turned it around in a big way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Last time I checked, he had over 900 OPS. I don't know if that's still the case. I haven't checked in maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
That's a big win here for DJ.
964 OPS.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The Kamzat rookie gold PSA 10, I think that probably sold for a massive amount of money. That's a really good cool insert. High Flyers, Artist Proof, Kobe with LeBron and Tristan Thompson in the background. Does that mean it should be worth $1 million because LeBron's in the background?
It's true.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, why is that one not worth a lot when the Kobe LeBron is worth a lot? Is it because Tristan Thompson's on there?
Yeah, I'm sure
he's ruins the that. Value.
Mm-hmm. So, can we see just live auctions now? Like, I really don't know how many cards are left. I guess let me reduce it to 24 per page, and then maybe I'll have an easier time. Because now it has all the ones dropping below it that already sold. There's under 24, Nate. We got to pick something here fast.
Oh.
You want Britney Spears?
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Is it Britney Spears cards?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh my gosh, Nate snags. Okay. I'll go with the Steph Curry box topper panoramics. That's not going to win, but I'll take a shot, I guess. All right, everyone, going to start the giveaway for the Lewandowski. Positionless, Corlo says. Yeah, this it's showing, it's stacking the sold under the you know, lowest price I am now left. But
you know, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I just don't really think there's an option to just show the ones that are live right now.
We should have probably chosen one of these gigantic pop ones, but whatever.
55, 50K. I mean, your Britney Spears is moving on to the next window, so is McCurry, though.
Cheap, and it's just weird enough, you know? Cheap, and it has a big Pepsi logo in the background.
That's true, and you know how people like their collabs.
Yeah. Got any plans for Memorial Day?
Yeah, and neighbors are having a cookout around 1 o'clock Central, so we're going to be joining over there, eating hopefully some good food, hanging out.
Nice.
Other than that, just hanging out, yeah. How about you? Getting together with some friends?
Not yet.
We're really
spur-of-the-moment type people around here. So, you know, West Coast vibes.
Oh, my gosh, get out of here. hey, I got to tell you this, man. You better watch out. I was playing cornhole last night. Bro, dominated. 21-1, 21-0, 21-1.
Yeah, the last time I played cornhole, I didn't do very well. So my cornhole abilities have turned into darts. Last time I played darts, I closed out 20 through 15 in cricket in four turns.
Oh, that sounds pretty dang good.
Yeah, and then it took me a lot of turns to close Bullseye. So it was not my finest game, but it was good. The first throw I missed getting points on was my first throw at bull.
My curry just sold. That stinks.
Good.
Everyone, get your comments in by 10:09 p.m. Central Time. So that leaves you like one more minute from right now. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I am still left.
Hey, top 10, not 10, baby. Oh, Aaron, you don't want to play with Silky Mitts if he's won some tournaments.
Oof.
Tournament guys are a whole nother breed. They get the whole spin thing going.
Well, that's what I do, man. I'm telling you, man, it was probably my best day of cornhole I've ever had.
Nice. You got the regulation size boards, size bags.
Well, you know how they built the milkman thing? Like they got the independent league baseball team in Franklin now. So they just put in a really cool brewery down there with like sausages. It's called the Doghouse. It's really? Just not a brewery. Excuse me. Not a brewery. A tap house. Misspoke.
Okay.
It just got like a bunch of different beers and stuff. They got sausages, burgers. Dude, I had the breakfast burritos in the morning. The best breakfast burrito I probably ever had. Unbelievable.
Dude, what's up with all these places becoming awesome when I move?
Dude, this place is sick, Nate. They have a golf, top golf now, basically. It's called Golf Lux, I think. Right there in the same thing. They have a turf.
Dude, like I've still never actually been to The Rock.
Well, you've got it. Next time you're here, we'll take a little visit down there and have a little team outing because they've got the cornhole boards out there. It's awesome. It's really cool. Sounds like it's like a very chill place that like you said, like there was nothing really like that before in the like southern area, southern Wisconsin area. But now it's like a really cool place to hang out.
Top Golf.
It's not called Top Golf. It's called like Golf Lux, but basically the same thing. It's got two levels, I think. Yeah, you would love it.
It's awesome.
Crow says we need cards of British dart champs sitting at the pub. I think that Nate would collect those.
Speaking of sitting at the pub and British, did you catch up on Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso, I did.
So yep, got the last episode on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. I can't
believe they really set it up.
They did.
It's good.
Yeah, no, last episode was really good. I thought that was a great episode. I love Jamie, man. He's so great.
Dart.
He just makes me laugh all the time.
It's true. They did a good job developing characters in that show, that's for sure.
No doubt about it.
Come on, Brittany.
We'll see what happens here. If this ends, we are going to be going to the giveaway. I cannot believe 78K for these things. Holy cow.
Come on. Okay, 115. Yes.
No.
Let's go.
Dude.
All right, refresh the page, sir.
Massive. 84K.
You want to refresh? Refresh? Refresh?
Yeah. Nobody cares about 84K, bro.
Nobody even cares. We only care about Britney Spears in this household.
I can't believe I'm like, Nate, you see a Britney Spears card? You're like, oh, I'll take it.
Dude, it's weird. And it's got a giant Pepsi logo. Like, that's exactly the type of card that would finish last in a thing like this. As long as it's not expensive.
I mean, we'll see here.
I just found out that there's a Seinfeld American Pie card and there's a foil variation and I want it really bad, but I don't want to spend like a pretty penny on it.
Wait, they're expensive?
Yeah, pretty expensive.
And some of those American Pie cards are pretty affordable and then also some are pretty expensive.
Yeah. You want to make it so that I can at least see the Britney? We can you see can. The bottom.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're done. You're done. You're cut.
They're all done. They're all done.
No,
I won.
Not.
Yeah. I won. Woo! Look at that, boy.
I'm done. All right. Good luck, everyone. This is for Lewandowski. You're telling me all four ended at the same time?
I was right.
We've never had that, like where it's like four ending at one time.
Mm,
we've always talked about the possibility.
Beautiful.
All right.
That's why you don't bet against Brittany.
Just get out of here. I'm gonna take Peg Jung. Come on, Peg. Which number are you taking here?
Yeah. Let me. Did you already do it twice?
Yeah, I did.
All right. We're going with Luis Ramos. Number 19.
All right, here we go. Jack RSC. I'm literally never going to win this ever. Never.
Where is... Luis dropped. Sorry, Luis.
Drink is 8. I'm never going to win this. Appreciate all of you for being here tonight, joining the giveaway. info@slabsocks.com is where Jack, congratulations, the winner. You should email us your character key by going to the preferences, copying the identity key, sending it over. And that's how it ends tonight. So I guess congrats to Nate. Congrats to Jack. Lucky that all four of them ended at the same time. It was a good night here. I'm pretty pumped, honestly. I am going to have quite the shelf going of comic books, great comic books.
Yeah, that is fun.
Send out. What?
I said that is fun.
I have to give a big shout out here to Gary from Impressive Comic Books. Him and his son pulled a card of myself from Big League, sent it to me to get signed. I told him I'd sign it for him. He gave me a gift. He sent me an Avengers comic book with it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, so he sent me the Big League card to get signed and send back, which I will be doing here very soon on Tuesday. And then, pretty cool. So I got this cool Avengers comic book. It's kind of like all of them on it, too, so it's pretty neat. You know,
what's the title?
What?
What's the title? Is there a title?
It just says The Avengers. Huh. The Summons of Cyclops.
Cool.
That would be Cyclops.
Cool.
Super cool. Yes, enjoy the long weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Slab Sox Live on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Appreciate y'all for coming tonight, and we'll see you all then.
See you guys.